Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Uranus Happens Show live here on Blog Talk Radio, powered by eAstrologer.tv. I'm Ernesto. I'm your host. I'll be with you here for the next hour or so, and we'll be giving away some free live readings to all of our subscribers and everybody who's on the line with us tonight. I do want to let you know that if you're watching over there on Facebook or on YouTube, be sure to give us a call here on the show directly at area code 563-999-3070, and we can get you into that queue. Again, we'll be here for the next hour or so. Veretta, are you there on the line with me? Can you hear me right now?
I am here. I can hear you.
Perfect. All right. So today's Halloween, right? So it's kind of an important day in the sense that, like, it's Halloween. For me, it's just another day with a different theme, you know, like different decorations, kind of like Christmas. But there's really nothing special or unique about it. I don't memorialize holidays in the same way that I used to ever since COVID happened, because it really just proves to me that all days are pretty much the same anymore. So ignoring all of the traditional, you know, like Hollywood glamorization about Halloween, what is it that we, those of us in metaphysics know that this is also the day of the year when the planes or the veils are the thinnest, so the spirits can kind of communicate or cross over. What is it that we need to know about today from like a general standpoint about Halloween that's, you know, like that's applicable to what we do in life?
Literally, seriously, if you end up going home with something that is not yours tonight, feel it and acknowledge it, send it away. It's not just your imagination. Kids included, you guys are taking kids out trick-or-treating or you're seeing children out trick-or-treating, bring a white light down upon them and surround them with positive energy and just keep them safe and protected as they're out visiting you know not what and could bring something home. That literally, at this point today, is the biggest thing that I tell everybody. If you don't feel right energetically after a certain point of time, after today, then do something about it. Don't wait. Because it can't go wrong. So why put it to that point?
Okay. All right. So on that note, we're going to get off and take some calls here from our subscribers and everybody who's out there listening to us here on the show. So again, we're going to be at area code 563-999-3070. And we're going to take our first caller here from area code 814. Hi, you're on the Uranus Happens Show. May I have your name and date of birth?
Hi, this is Amy, and my date of birth is 7/20/71.
7/20/71. Okay, and at what time were you born?
I don't have an exact time. I know it was early in the morning.
Okay. All right. I'll go with that. And where were you born?
Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. All right. Got it. And Amy, would you like a general reading today, or do you have a question about an issue?
I have a question. Getting a different job?
Okay, all right. Got it. Different job. Veretta, what you got?
Before you ever kind of finish, do you see me getting a job? I was hearing somebody scream, yes, that's if you want it and if you apply. You have to apply yourself. So whatever this is about.
I've been applying. Yeah.
No. Wait. Are you applying for the jobs you want or are you just applying for anything?
No, I'm applying for the jobs that I want.
Okay, open up your broad spectrum up. And you'll be able to work soon. Whatever cause or whatever process system they have to go through, it doesn't take so much time that you won't be employed soon once you're on there.
I am employed right now. I'm just trying to get out of where I'm currently working at.
Yeah, you will. You will. I got that. So, Ernesto, can you give her a time frame maybe?
As to when, like, a change of job would happen?
Yeah.
You know, it's a great question, but it's difficult for me to answer that fully because that does concern the meridian when it comes to our career. So that does mean that I would need an exact birth time. If you come back to us, you know, then and give that to me, I can definitely work with this. But from what I can see right now off the top, looking at a few other things still to address your question and concern here, it looks like that, you know, you've got this work situation. Are you wanting to, Amy, are you wanting to get out of this work situation that you're in because it doesn't pay well or because the work environment itself is toxic?
Toxic.
Okay, yeah. So I get the sense that even if you try to apply to new work, that the new environment is going to bring a lot of the same. That it's not that you can't get the job, it's just the fact that you're going to end up in an environment that's just like, this is just what I ran away from. This is exactly what I don't want, you know. And it's just new paint, new players, new environment, new theme. So in that regard, you know, it's exciting and it's cool because it's a new job, but it's still the fact that people are just crappy. They're just sucky when it comes to, you know, like that work environment. So I feel that this is really the big problem and concern for you. What industries are you looking at working in? What really appeals to you?
Well, I work for state government, so I'm trying to transfer to a different agency.
Okay. All right. Have you thought about looking at healthcare at all?
I did put in for one with Human Services and one with Department of Health.
Yeah, I feel like that the health services, or, you know, even if you look more into the private sector, that you're going to have much better results in those areas. I think that that's going to, I mean, if we're talking about energy and alchemy in terms of how the universe works, working in a medical setting, that's going to absorb a lot of that chaos, toxic nastiness that you feel in your work. So that would be the best area to get into, would be anything that's, you know, healthcare related. Those would be the positions that I would be looking for, because that's going to, it'll give you a, you know, that change that you're looking for. But it's not going to be the difficult where, you know, difficult mental situation that you put yourself in, from all of that. Whereas being in, let's say, you know, some other department or some other job that's unrelated to healthcare, then I would imagine that you're going to get a lot of the same difficult, toxic situation that you're in. And you just feel overworked. Where you'd really benefit right now, though, is honestly taking a trip, you know, disconnecting, taking some time to recharge your batteries. That would be quite wise. That's really sort of suggested here. If you can make that work at all, to take a few days off or even a week or so or more, that would be about the best thing for you, to kind of give yourself some clarity and some space about what you'd like to do for that job.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Amy, it was great to have you on the show. Be sure to remember to subscribe, like, and share. And if you have that birth time, come back to us, and then I can take a look a little bit more closely about time frames when all of that's going to happen for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, for sure. Well, it was great to have you. We'll catch up with you soon. Take care, and until next time. Okay, all right, and we are going to take our next call here from area code 609. Hi, you're on the Uranus Happens Show. May I have your name and date of birth?
Hi, my name is Shay. Hello.
Okay, and when is your date of birth, Shay?
My date of birth is May 12th, 1995.
Okay, and at what time were you born?
9:18 p.m.
Where were you born?
New Jersey.
Okay, what city in New Jersey?
Trenton.
Trenton, all right, got it. And Shay, do you have a question about an issue, or would you just like a general reading today?
General was great.
Okay, perfect. All right, Brenda, what you got?
Hello, Amy.
No, this is Shay. I'm so sorry. Amy was our last caller.
I'm sorry, Shay. Sorry, Shay. Thanks. My bad. So, there you go. Oh, Shay. Well, you got a little bit of something going on psychically. You can come to some determinations with your awareness.
I think you got change coming only because what you got going on is either old or stagnant, or you can just feel it coming to an end. I feel like the change will be current with what you want, versus you got to struggle finding lots of ickies before you finally get to the one. I feel like that in and of itself will bring a lot more to you in regard to life that will make it happy or pretty again. And then that'll set you back on a path of, you know, knowing what you want, trying to go for it, specifically getting ahead in those efforts before it stalls out and gets stagnant. You're very creative, and that creativity should be your therapy. So you should want to do that a lot right now, or in times where you're in a lull or you're just a bit bored and you need something to fill that space. It could be a productive, creative energy if you need that to be in case you want it also to be income making or whatever. But it's not a necessity. It needs to be your therapy, and that should be the whole point of it, not really an income. You do have people in spirit kind of reaching out to say, hey. So if you needed validity knowing they're there, do not doubt. They are definitely there, big mm-hmm. time. And you also, in like I said before, being intuitive in that way, you're also able to accept and grasp new things because you understand sometimes when you receive things intuitively, it doesn't always make sense, but you need to know it anyway. And so they're giving me the impression that you've got new learning to come, even though you may think, yeah, I don't know about that. I've got a lot of learning on my belt already. How much more is there? They're telling me that there will be things that you need to know that will very much happen in the next space of whatever the chapter in your life is. And it's not negative. It's not negative whatsoever. But they're definitely not done working with you. So your creative, intuitive wisdom and awareness is you're not done growing, not yet. So you got something to look forward to where that's concerned. All right. So having all that been said, I don't know what kind of question to bring into it for you. Ernesto, you got anything you're already starting to work on?
Yeah, I'm taking a look at a few things here. So Shay, the big thing that sort of stands out in all of this that I really want to know about is, are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Are you just getting out of one?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So that's what I'm picking up on. I'm picking up on something, and I wasn't really too sure what it was. So it's this relationship piece that you're getting out of that. And I want to say that there's another one coming in. I don't know if you're at all looking for this or if you're expecting it at all, but there's another one that'll be coming into you. And it's not going to be like imminent, you know, like within by the end of the year, but definitely next year in 2023, you've got another relationship partner that's going to be coming into you. So whatever just went down, you're still in the process of healing from all of that and processing whatever just happened, telling yourself, all right, so these are the things that I want and a new partner, you know, like my next relationship is going to look like this. These were the mistakes that I made, and I don't want to order this again because I learned my lesson. So we don't have to do that. But that's going to be the big thing. That's the thing that I pick up the most. So where I really see you benefiting from this entire process of, you know, the breakup is, are you going to school at all right now? What is it that you're doing to, I guess, elevate either your education, your higher knowing, your spirituality? What is it that you're doing in those areas of your life?
I am taking a class so I can learn a new skill. So.
Okay, and is there an intent to go pro with it, like this is going to become an income source for you. Yeah, so that's going to be another thing. And like Veretta was saying, that it's not going to be what you think it is at the beginning. It's probably going to be a bit of a slow start. Again, I think next year is going to be a time frame when you're going to see a lot more activity or reward as far as these actions right now are concerned. But that will pick up for you in the future, and I do think that that'll probably even turn into some new work, like a new job, new career. So I feel like that really needs to be the focus of, you know, more so than the relationship stuff, that by focusing on yourself and elevating your own mental state of being, that you'll be quite surprised in what you attract in out there in the world. So when that love relationship does come into your life, you're going to be, not only are you going to be ready for it, but you're going to be prepared in the best way possible so that you can achieve the best results that you can. So, Veretta, is there anything else that you have to add to that? Because that's the main thing that I'm picking up here in the chart.
No, it's same, just in the version that I gave her, other than really rely on your intuition, your feeling down. You know they're there. You know you can talk to them as well. And don't think that this is all there is. There's more out there. There's definitely more waiting for you. So don't think that this is all there is. You apply yourself to what you want, Shay. It's okay. You're all right. The key is done. And you can move forward, looking forward in a positive direction. That's all I'd have to say.
Okay, yeah. So.
Well, thank you.
For sure. It was great to have you on the show. Be sure to give us a call back in the future. Let us know how it turns out. And to subscribe, like, and share.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good one.
We'll catch up with you soon. Take care. Until next time. Okay. And we are going to get off here to area code 519. And we're going to catch up with Jennifer here. Hi, Jennifer. Are you there on the line with me? Can you hear me right now?
Yes, I am. You clear and very clear.
All right, perfect. So let me just pull you up. I got your chart because I know we've spoken before. Where are you? Okay, got it. And just to remind you, you were born I'm looking at the wrong chart. I was looking at
April
Owen's
3rd?
Chart. That was No, I was looking at
oh,
Owen's
yeah.
chart. That was that's totally somebody, not you. So let's get that up. All right, now here we go.
Totally not you.
All right, I got you now. So that's going to be April 3rd of 7 at 2:56 p.m.
Correct. No,
got it.
2:56
okay.
a.m.
Oh, a.m. Okay, yeah, you're right. You got it. So
okay.
Jennifer, would you like a general reading today, or do you have a question about an issue?
A general, please.
Perfect. All right, Veretta, what you got?
Hey. So as I kind of just settle my energy down and ask what's up, what comes first is you might be looking at, and you may know this, it may not be new to you, you might be looking at some health things that are going to start popping up or should be starting to, like, have to be taken care of here very shortly. It may not be. It may not be, you know, like what you want to have to deal with or what you want. We want to have to go to a doctor and say, but it's something that you should deal with. Don't put it off. It's not going to go away. It doesn't have to be a big deal. I'm feeling like it may get better before it gets worse, but it won't go away. So don't put it off, whatever it is. I feel you also have, that may conflict with something else coming up. Maybe you want to take a vacation or you're hoping to do something, start a job, whatnot. But it's going to conflict and you really shouldn't, again, you shouldn't put it up. So it would be safe to say that you could wait to have a procedure done, but you can't wait if it's going to be something substantial, so pick and choose your battle, you know, priority wise. And you know, you don't alone on this trip. So whatever it is, however it is you got access to this ship, it'll be for two. It'll accommodate two. Are you married?
No, I just got back from a trip. You are a little hard to hear.
Better?
I don't know. You're not speaking.
Oh, well, okay. So anyway, was there anything that you didn't hear? Yeah, okay, thanks. Because honestly, I don't get a lot going on other than to encourage you to get whatever this is medically taken care of, even if it means taking a little time off, because it's not going to go away. And it'll get worse in older age the longer you have it. So, Ernesto, maybe you can give her a little bit more. I know sometimes your planets can tell you what body parts are failing. Or maybe you know, Jennifer, I don't know. But I think when I pick something up, that's what popped up right away.
Thank you. It says something about a trip.
Yes. I said it may conflict with a trip that you may have planned. And this is and I'm feeling like, again, it's something substantial, Italy, Rome, something you've always wanted to do.
Italy is one of those things I've always wanted to do.
Okay, well, that's exactly what came to mind. And, again, you're not going to go by yourself. You won't go alone. And I think a lot of that, all that will correspond in the same time frame, and that it would conflict with itself, would conflict, the things that you want to do go somewhere will conflict with what you'd have to do medically or, you know, take care of yourself in some way. So you'll have to pick and choose your battles where that's concerned.
Perfect. Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Ernesto.
Okay, yeah. So, Jennifer, taking a look at that, you know, still sort of running in that same vein here to see what we I agree that, you know, there's some health issues, and it feels more like that it's a pestilence, you know, like one of those autoimmune types of issues, you know, like maybe fibromyalgia, you know, I think there's APS, it's like autophosphoid lipid syndrome or something freaky like that. Those debilitating conditions that are just kind of like, you need to take a break and we're going to put you in timeout whether you like it or not. You know, it's one of those things that just gets in the way of general life, you know, and you can't cook or clean or do your other normal work. It seems like that, you know, the health issue that you're dealing with is something along those lines. It's just sort of annoying. It's not necessarily debilitating, but it's just more like, I have this problem where I need to lie down or else, you know, I'm going to end up in worse trouble. And so I feel like that this is really putting a damper on, you know, like as far as like your mental health is going, just because it's too much. Sometimes, you know, it's kind of like, is this ever going to get better? I'm really just sick of this. You know, can I ever get a break here? So I feel like that this is the big thing, and you will have good luck with it. You know, that's the great news, is that, you know, you will prevail from all of this, but finding the proper care channels to be able to address a lot of your concerns, that's a separate question entirely. I mean, that's like really quite nightmarish, if anything, quite difficult to make that go on or for all of those pieces to click the right way. I mean, it's not to say that it won't, but we're just not right now, like within this next 30-day period, that's going to be a bit of an uphill battle for you. So I feel like that, you know, you feel beat down, marginalized perhaps by the fact that, you know, that your body just can't keep up with you in the same way that it used to. And now that all of these other things are having to slide and you're having to have conversations with yourself about, you know, what corners I need to cut in order to get by in life. You know, because this is all that I'm capable of. This is what I can give you. And, you know, this may not be the best in what I would like, but this is just what I can do. So it's kind of more coming to terms, you know, with a submission of, you know, like there is a power that's greater than me and I have to pay attention to it or bad things happen. So that would be the big advice. And also I feel like that trip, you know, that we're talking about here that's being mentioned, that's really probably going to get in the way of this. And it's going to be something that you're going to be forced to do some type of like staycation or, you know, some alternative activity that wasn't quite what you had, but is going to still hit a lot of the same points. Like, so long as you can check off a lot of those major things that you really want to take care of, then that's what you got to do, because pushing yourself too fast or too far, that's going to have some negative consequences that I don't think you're going to like. So just remember to, you know, just rise above all of this. You'll be fine. And take the breaks when you need to, because your body's trying to tell you something in all of this.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I have been so tired, like, for the last maybe year, and I'm wondering if my energy levels are ever going to come back.
Yeah, you could be dealing with, like, some chronic fatigue, you know, like, you know, I would really see, like, a rheumatologist. They're going to be the one who tells you about those autoimmune issues. I feel like that there's something autoimmune that's going on that's causing this, that it's not just you, Jennifer. You're not crazy, you know, like, it's not one of those things that people are going to try to gaslight you along the way, because they're just a bunch of hacks that know how to check boxes. But, you know, I think that if you, you know, persevere through this whole process, that you will get the answers that you're looking for. It's just not going to be right off the bat. You're going to have to ask a lot of probing questions to get to that right specialist. But I really feel like that there's something medically just off about you right now, and that needs to get looked at.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
All right, for sure. It was great to have you on the show. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Until next time. Bye. Okay, and we are going to catch up with Kay here at area code 919. Hi, Kay. Are you on the line? Can you hear me?
I am. I can hear you. It's a little choppy, but I can hear you. Thank you.
All right, perfect. I got you here. Now, Kay, would you like a general reading today, or do you have a question about an issue?
I do have a question, so I wanted to ask.
Okay, job related.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Let me just give you an update on that. I just received a brand new job. I just started today. Absolutely.
Congratulations.
So I am excited. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. My question is regarding relationship. I've met someone, a young lady, and we are just getting to know each other. It's you know, just true friendship. But I'm just wondering, where do you see this going? Because we both have healing issues, but I do enjoy her.
Okay, for sure. What's her name? Just curious.
Karen.
Karen. Okay, Veretta, what you got?
Okay, could you clear? Hang on.
Hello?
Okay. Hang on. Okay. Could you clarify, we both have healing issues?
She had a very bad relationship that ended over a year ago. I guess more than a year ago. And I did the same thing, coming out of a relationship that was about 6 years off and on, that was not for my greatest and highest good, and I finally released all of that.
And how long ago did you do that?
Over a year.
So you both, okay, so you're both at about a year. All right. Okay, so I think, so this is what I hear, okay. First of all, stop identifying yourself as having healing issues. You don't put that perimeter around her either.
Okay.
You're in the process of healing. You don't have issues about it. You're doing it.
Oh, okay.
Issues
thank
would be,
you.
We don't want to heal. Our significant others are still in our lives and very present. We can't heal. You know, there was so much trauma going on that we'll be healing for the next decade, kind of heal. So the minute you said that, you put a stigma around you and her. That's why I needed you to define it. So I could help you understand that you just ended that relationship before it ever started. Why? Because if she's got issues healing and you're moving on, you're not going to want to support her, and or you're getting back into a codependent relationship that isn't good for you. So stop putting that perimeter around her, all right?
Okay, understood.
Now, what flashed at me about that, okay, is that this could be a long-term relationship. Otherwise, that wouldn't even be an issue. All right?
Okay.
It wouldn't matter who you two are to each other. It's not going to last anyhow. So as that was said, and I was told to have you clarify healing issues, I heard this could be a really good relationship for both of you that could heal you from the past, and you'd both let go of all the trauma that you've endured, meeting not nice people and everything else, having family treat you like crap because of the people you who were with, and the whole nine yards. But if you, if you put a dogma, a stigma on it right now that it's their healing issues, that means that's never going to be in the past. Okay?
Wow. So point taken. Point taken. Understood.
Very important. So now, having been said that this could be a good relationship and it has to last, you, or it can last, you are also very conscientiously aware you're both going through healing at this point, and that healing may not be through, but you also are going to kind of go out on a limb to say that once that healing is terminated and you've learned and grown and it's all in the past, you both come together knowing what you went through. Damn sure you won't put each other through that in the future. So now you're basing your relationship on that. And that's what will make
that
a strong foundation.
That's amazing.
All right. So I don't know what else her next skill can give you. I'm sure there's got to be some place somewhere in the old chart that something will come up and he can tell you more.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I try to be very mindful of the terms I use, and that's just confirmation that I need to continue to work on that. So thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, our terms kind of also convey what we're thinking, right? So be literal that you're struggling a little bit with your healing. That's okay. That's okay. We learn. We learn through that. And you don't have issues. It just means sometimes them feel so happy, even though you think that after all the brouhaha that made you have healing needs to begin with is over, that it's still not. It's still not over.
Right.
So don't beat yourself up for that.
Wow.
You
thank you.
You've got to heal for however long it takes. All right, Ernesto.
Yeah, I'm taking a look here. So, okay, about the relationship. So the thing that's immediately clear to me, I have two separate questions that I'm asking. Number one, about you falling in love. That's the first thing I want to know. Second thing I want to know is what is the caliber of your relationships as a whole right now? So when we look at that, the first thing that's immediately clear to me is that there is a change that's coming for you. And actually that this is the time, that this is the window of opportunity when all of that's really ripe, you know, that for you to have some new love relationships in life. So I can't speak as to, you know, whether this girl is really the right person for you, because I would need her data. But what I can say is that because I know that, you know, or because we know that this is the person we're talking about right now, and that we're also having a conversation that this is the time for you to have some changes in love relationships, then there is a reasonable expectation that the person in question is the person that's being seen in this chart right now. So, like, this is a time for you to be in a relationship with somebody, and this is going to – I think that this is a love relationship that is going to promote healing beyond, you know, what you would have ever thought possible. Like, there's a lot of really powerful, like, spiritual stuff. This is a really deep soul bond, and this is somebody that you've known for a while. Like, and I don't mean, you know, physically in this lifetime. I mean, like, lifetime after lifetime, you two keep on getting together.
Wow.
It would take some more analysis, but I would tend to be inclined to think that that this soul, this other person, this individual, that this is somebody who is really a healer for you, that you guys come together so that this person can lift out whatever knots and things that you have, you know, stuck inside of you, whatever attachments are going on. I want to let you know, Kay, that we're going to be doing some rebranding of the show here and offering some new things here. So on the 15th of every month, we're going to be offering a Zoom meeting that'll be free to the community for all of for everybody. You just have to RSVP to it, and you'll get a Zoom link. And Veretta is going to lead us in a Ho'oponopono meditation circle, which is, you know, a Hawaiian prayer of radical forgiveness and all of that kind of stuff. So we'll be doing that on the 15th of every month at noon. And you can always go to my website to register. So I just want to invite you to that if you'd like to, you know, check it out. And
yes, yes. I got chills when you said that. Yes, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, so that's something that we're going to be doing here soon. And I've yet to make that page for the pre-registration, but if you just hit contact me, my email blew up recently. So, and I get your email address, and I'll put you on the list, and I'll send you out that Zoom link so you can join us on the 15th. That'll be every 15th of the month, no matter what day of the week that is, at noon, Arizona time, and we'll be doing that for an hour. But anyway,
excellent.
Getting back to your
Thank
reading
you.
Here, you absolutely are in a period of time right now where this is a relationship, and this is like a really powerful love relationship. There's probably a lot of confusion, I would say, too, like that it's either moving too fast or perhaps that, you know, like there's a couple red flags here, and they just and it's weird ego stuff, like it's age differences or, you know, like perhaps, you know, like maybe a certain way that they present themselves. You know, that's just not what you would normally expect. Like, that's not who you've ever known yourself to be in the past, but this is new, this is different. And then all of the other pieces click into place, so you get really excited and get taken away with it. And I'm just here to let you know, Kay, that, yeah, this don't resist it. Don't fight it. This is a time when you can follow your heart, wear it on your sleeve, and you're going to be happy with the results, because this is a love relationship that's really going to change you. And I think that you know, it would require for me to look at their data to say that if this is the one or not, but based on your chart, yeah, this is really a powerful thing that I would imagine that you guys will know each other till the end of time.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you both. It's very, very helpful. Yes, thank you. And you're so right. In so many ways. I wanted to, one, make sure I told you about the job, how that worked out, and the same time I was praying and manifesting for the job, I was also praying and manifesting for something new in relationship, and then this come along. So thank you. You just confirmed everything that I've been praying and believing. So, and I'm grateful.
And good for you that you got a new job so you can go out and do nice things. Go out on trips, you know, have fun.
Yes.
Enjoy life.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate you both. Blessings.
Well, we'll catch up with you real soon.
Okay.
Take care. Okay. Until next time.
Yes. Bye.
Okay. So we are going to catch up with Suzanne here from area code 630. Hi, Suzanne. Are you on the line? Can you hear us right now?
It's Dion.
Oh, it's Dion. I am so sorry. Dion, I got you up. Now, do you have a question today, or would you just like a general reading?
You know what? I just called to wish you both happy Halloween. I don't have any questions. I just wanted to stop in and say hi.
Oh,
That is so great.
It's so great to hear from you, Dion. We really appreciate having you here on the show. It seems like that you've gone through some changes recently and that things are really starting to look up for you. So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, thank you. I am doing everything I can to lighten my load. I have clarity. Oh, I know. So I just released my second book on Friday on Amazon Kindle Vella. Sorry. Amazon Kindle Vella. And it's not 100% done, but on Kindle Vella, it doesn't have to be. My editor has COVID, so I can at least start posting what I do have. I feel good about it. I feel better about the second book than I did about the first book. And just still moving forward, you know, I'm not forcing my relocation. I know I'm going to end up down in Florida by Miami. It's just I'm working with the universe to make that happen, and I just don't want to force anything. I already know that's where I'm going, so I'm just going with the flow. You know
what
I mean?
Yep, good for you.
Yeah, I just don't want to worry about things. Instead, I'd rather just pray for solutions, because, you know,
good
when I worry about things, it's just amplifying the problem, and, you know, a lot of my issues are just bigger than what I could even handle, so I just gave it to the universe and
there you
to
go.
Help me.
There you go.
That's just the path that I'm on, and I feel like it's a good space.
sometimes that's all you can do. And when we're aware enough that that's the smart thing to do, it's easier to let it go. It doesn't mean it's not going to, you know, create some kind of, woe is me. It just means that that's a proper grief solution for losing something or setting something free. And once you're through with that grief cycle, it's over. You're not done. I mean, you're not going to dwell on it anymore. Thank you for wishing us happy Halloween.
Yeah, Dion. Hey, quick question. Are you doing a third book? Do you have that in the works at all?
Yeah, I'm writing the third book, as we speak. Yeah. But it's not finished or anything. But yes, I was working on it actually today.
Because I just want to let you be the first one to congratulate you. This book, the one that you just now released, this is going to be really, really big. You're going to be surprised how much this is really going to take off. And the third one, you know, there's going to be a lot of hype around it. So really pour your heart and soul into it. And don't be surprised if, you know, you're hit up with all kinds of offers. I see really big and beautiful things happening with you in publishing right now. So, like, the next 12 to 24 months are going to be really hot for you. And, you know, you're probably honestly not going to have the time to move because you're going to be so busy doing other projects. And then whenever you want to get to Miami to where that's going to be, you can get into the really nice fancy place that you've been looking for that you've created for yourself on your vision board or whatever you want to call that. You know, because I feel like that this is going to be a big year for you, and you know, really allow, just keep working on it every single day, plug away at what you can do, and because it's going to blow up, and you're not going to be ready for how much you're going to demand. So I just want to let you know about that now.
Dang, I'm glad I have my astrologer on speed dial then. You know, thank you for saying all that. I got the notification that you were on live on YouTube, and I said hi, but I was driving, and so I can't text and drive. But as soon as I got home, I wanted to call, and that was a beautiful message. And it's aww, been a long time since I can say that I'm actually doing something with my life that I love. Like, it doesn't even seem like I could spend, you know, 3-4 hours at the computer. It seems like 5 minutes went by. And I want that for everybody. I want everybody to feel that way about their jobs, you know. And so thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Well, we really appreciate you calling in. Yeah. We'll
catch
up with you soon. Until next time.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. All right. So let me take a look here. Okay. We are going to take our next caller here from area code 510. Hi, you're on the Aaron Tappan Show. May I have your name and date of birth?
Aaron, 11-22-80.
11-22-80. All right. And Aaron, what time were you born?
10:21 p.m.
And where were you born?
San Pablo, California.
Okay, and Aaron, do you have a, would you like a general reading or do you have a question about an issue today?
Well, a general reading.
Perfect. Ready, what you got?
Okay. Aaron, can you say your general reading in a manner that, because you have a question, you just don't know if you should ask it out loud. So this is what I want you to do. Part of what you want to know is a yes or no. So I want you to form the yes question in your left hand and the no question in your right hand for me right now. Think of either one, designate the hand. And I'm going to tell you it's the left hand that gets the preference to the answer right now. So, no, it's not going to be a permanent solution. No, it's not going to be a permanent answer, but the answer is no right now. I feel like I also want to tell you that it's going to get a little easier. But even though it's getting easier, it doesn't necessarily mean it's better. It just means it's getting easier. And you will have to decide when it's time to go. So I'm thinking a lot of this has to do with work or relationship oriented with people that just don't get it and they don't want to get it. and you know they don't want to get it, and you're really tired of dealing with that kind of mentality on a regular basis. So whatever this is about, you're right in your feelings. You're absolute in what you need to, let's see, you're absolute in what you need. So when you state your need, it's not just preference, it's need. And I think you're used to people just telling you, suck it up and move on. And no, that's not going to be the right answer forever. But right now, the answer is no. I want to say, regardless, let's see, how do I want to phrase this? Because it's coming up two different ways. Regardless of what you've been shown, it can have a different ending. It can have a different ending. So for right now, just hear the no answer. Understand it can change. It will change. It will get better eventually. It will lighten up soon. And I guess what then that does for you is it gives you more time to decide, like, what you need to know or where you're going to go or whatever the decision is you have to make. So I would say, I would, like I said, I think this is either occupation or a relationship. I don't know. And I'm going to let Ernesto try to field the rest. He may have more specifics.
Okay, sure. Aaron, are you thinking about a divorce right now?
Divorce? No, I'm not married.
Okay, are you thinking about ending the relationship that you're in?
Just dating. I'm not in a formal relationship.
Okay, then next question. Are you having difficulties finding a date? Like, is it just an exceptionally dry season and it's kind of like eating away at your soul?
I would say that it's challenging due to the set of circumstances right now that I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Do the circumstances have to do with your mother?
It could possibly be. I don't know. You mean subconsciously? That's very possible.
No, I mean like physically, like the issues that you're working with, like perhaps let's say you live with your mother and that's a barrier to dating because that's a red flag to a lot of people in today's world.
I don't know. I wouldn't even know how to respond to that.
Okay, yeah, because I get the feeling that like there is a female energy that's the real question or issue here that needs to be addressed, and you know that this could be like a female that would be either your mother, a female head of household. This could also deal with, you know, like a baby mama. That could be another manifestation here. But there is some, you know, the reason that you're having some difficulties with the dating has to do with some female energy that, you know, is that needs to be addressed here. And it's like it's, you know, and I'm sorry that I have to use this specific phrase, but it's almost like that there is an incel type of energy here. And that's really the big thing that you're having, you know, some problems with. And I think that's what needs to be worked on. If there's, you know, if there's any advice here in this chart, it would be that, I would, you know, that those female energy issues and how that's perceived in your world, that's going to be the thing that's going to set you free in all of this. Fred, I don't know if what you're getting, because I mean, like, again, I have the same issue that there's a lot of stuff happening, but there's not really one specific focused thing that, you know, that I can latch onto unless if I have a question.
I would have thought it probably was more work-related, and due to the nature of what he wanted to know, it really wasn't something he could afford to, like, air out on radio. But it could have been relationship in a work situation, very much so. I would say just kind of stick with what you got. Like I said, just let it roll. Don't act on whatever you're wanting to think about doing right now. Another opportunity will come, or a better opportunity will come for you to express yourself. That might not be quite so volatile and or explosive in a manner that, you know, the backlash will bite you in the butt. So I'll leave it at that, because without a specific question, I don't want to guess around anymore. And I can only interpret with what I've got in the pictures. So I think we're good.
Yeah, and I'm going to parrot that, you know, that unless if you have a specific issue, you know, I don't really want to poke around or, you know, just you know, try to get something, some meaning out of this from you. So what my advice, again, is going to be the same as Veretta, that now's not the right time. Whatever it is that you're thinking about, the answer is yes, but not now. So it just needs some more time to sort of develop for you to get the results that you're really looking for. It's not to say it's totally out of the question, because the potential is still there, but it's not going to be quite the result that you're wanting. So any results that are immediate will fall apart. They're going to go away. And don't be disappointed when that happens. It's just a learning experience for you to realize, okay, so this is what the winning recipe is going to look like, because I forgot these other key elements. I didn't see that along the way. So this is the process that you're going through right now.
Okay.
Well, we do want to thank you for giving us a call, Aaron. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, thank you.
Take care, and until next time, happy Halloween. Okay, and we are going to get off to area code 401 here. Hi, you're on the Uranus Happens Show. May I have your name and date of birth?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Kerry, and my date of birth is August 6th, 1985.
Carrie, have we spoken before?
I don't believe so.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. Everything is on fire right now. That was 4685?
8685.
8685. And at what time were you born?
I was born at 10:32 in the morning on the East Coast.
10:32. All right. And where were you born, Carrie?
Warwick, Rhode Island.
Warwick, Rhode Island. Okay. Just want to let everybody know that the show is going to be ending about in the next 10 minutes or so, and everything is on fire. We just had a new call that came in, so we are going to extend the show time a little bit. The BTR stream will cut off, but we're clear on all of these calls since we haven't been with you guys for a while, and then we'll be back with you guys on the next show, which will be on Wednesday, and that'll be at 10 a.m. for a one-hour program. So, yeah, great. So let's see that. And you were, Carrie, that was Warwick, Rhode Island, right?
Yes.
Now, Carrie, would you like a general reading today, or do you have a question about an issue?
Well, something led me to the blog talk page. I'm a first-time caller, like I said, so more or less a general reading. I don't have anything in particular. I have quite a few energies going around at the moment. I know it's especially being Halloween, but
okay, let's see what you got in the fire. Let's take a look.
Okay.
Right at what you got.
Okay. Carrie, you got, you're right about the energy floating around, and you're right about it being Halloween, but you've always got energy around you because you're sensitive
yeah.
enough to pick it up. So
yep.
One of the things that you need to understand is that it's probably beneficial for you, because you're aware of those energies, to put a bubble of protection around you at all times, just in general, because you're not going to want to attract that which likes pretty lights. Ooh, it's shiny. Let's go see what it's all about. The more we know, the shinier we are, and that just is a bigger attraction to energies that are not. And
right.
I feel like you're one of those people that frequently has to deal with, as far as, you know, also being a medium, you're an empath. So your people's emotion and reactions to you can be very abrupt. And
mm-hmm.
it can be very startling at the very least. So
absolutely.
I feel like what I want to tell you is don't give that up. Don't think it's a bad thing. Develop it. Understand your abilities. Be wholeheartedly connected to who you are. And don't worry about what you're not, because it doesn't matter what you learned or what you know or who taught you or any of that. Just develop what you have. And you can find a teacher if you want. I personally like Sonia Chiquette. She's very, very peaceful, very easy, calm individual, soft. She's soft. And I refer her out to people that really need help or really need to get past a hump. And you've gotten a lot of information over the years, but you're kind of still very limited in what you know, especially about yourself. So get out there and develop a little bit more. No, you're not a slouch. No, you're not inexperienced whatsoever. You're not hearing me say that. I'm just saying get into a little bit more of a development circle, and that'll benefit you a lot from and help you to get rid of the looky-loos and the Klingons.
Okay.
I would also say when it's time, apparently it is not, you will look at something that was very difficult for you with a either a parent or a sibling, family member that's passed, and you're not completely healed over that yet. But when you get to the point to where you can hear yourself say, bygones be bygones, you'll not be carrying around a really big burden or weight of energy, emotion that they left behind when they left. And so now you carry it. And when you're ready to understand, accept, and let go of, you'll be able to forgive, even though right now you're not. And it's okay because we have to go through the learning and the grieving process in our own time. Just be aware that at some point you're not going to feel the way you feel now. Now, having that then said, usually when I hear these messages, that pertains to don't do anything now that's going to burn a bridge that you need to cross back over in the future should you not feel the same way. So don't act out of emotion when it's only emotion that's getting in the way right now, ego. You're not. So when I ask if there's anything else, I'm really not picking anything up that you're not already aware of. And so I'm not really going to, I'll let Ernesto take it because he can give you some more. And then at some point I would say from a professional perspective, I do a lot of work with my peers. So if you get to where you're stuck and you're not finding people that can help, look me up and I can get you past those humps. Okay,
that'd be great.
All right, Ernesto?
Yeah, so Carrie,
thank you.
Do you work professionally as a psychic?
I don't.
Is it an aspiration of yours?
It's something I've thought about and I'm thinking about more in recent years. It's intensifying.
Your chart is absurdly psychic. I don't know if anybody has ever said that to you, but you've got some really beautiful planets here that all line up for something doing like psychic readings, mediumship, channeling, specifically more the mediumship and the channeling kind of stuff. That's going to be more of what you're going to get into. Like, I really feel that that's some huge potential, and you're in a period in life right now where you're definitely starting to get creative about it. And, you're getting curious, like, what is this? Like, maybe I should, try to do that as a type of work. What happens if I do this? So I really feel like that you getting involved with spiritual groups or, other outlets or channels where you can start to put these skills to the test. Veretta was my teacher and she was wonderful. So, you can definitely get in touch with her about doing some lessons. But I really feel like that, you've got some talent here to share with people. To be able to help heal them and to help them out. And that this is really a time for you to start to sharpen and develop those skills. And that'll also lead to some work with you. Nothing much in the beginning. Like, it probably make chump change, to pay for dinner here and there. But, eventually I think this will become something that'll be quite lucrative for you, something that you're going to have some really nice success with. And I don't know how much thought you've ever given to actually pursuing that for a real legit line of work, but that's where you're headed. And that this is going to be a year when you're really going to want to take a look at those endeavors, because you've got some really great timing for doing things like that. And that's also probably going to bring in a relationship as well.
Yeah, there's been someone in my life recently, and I recently started doing Reiki training, Reiki healing. So, I definitely have given it some thought, but I work professionally currently as a paralegal. So it's more the logical side, but also spiritual side that I'm just not able to dial down. It's definitely opening up more.
Yeah, you're gonna be in a position pretty soon here where you're really just kind of be forced to do it whether you want to or not. So don't fight
right.
it, just go with it. And I think that, you know, like that these groups and these people, that these are gonna be it's gonna be the way that's gonna pave the way for you, because like Veretta was saying, use other people as practice. When I first started out many years ago, that's what I did. You know, I called up all my friends and I was like, hey, you want an astrology reading? Why not? You know, I'll do it for free. That's how you practice. And now we're here we are today, all these years later. So, Carrie, I really feel like that, you know, you've got some really terrific energies to build up here as far as the spiritual component, as far as your work is concerned. And there is a career change heading your way as well. So do be prepared for that. And like our caller Dion earlier, you know, I want to let you know that be prepared for once you get that success, once you find that sweet spot, you're really going to be in such demand. It's going to be unlike what you ever wanted. And just don't fight it, because it's only good things will come from it.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much, both of you.
Yeah, it was great to have you on the show. Carrie, be sure to subscribe, like, and share, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Take care and until next time. Okay, and we are going to get off to another area code 630. Hi, you're on the Uranus Happens Show. May I have your name and date of birth?
Hi there. Hi.
Hello, hi. May I have your name, please?
Hello? Lisa?
Okay, Lisa. Lisa, have I read you before?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. And Lisa, no worries. When is your birthday?
Oh, it's hard for me to do that on air. I usually don't like giving out that info. Do I need?
Yeah, I mean, I can't read you without your chart information, but I do have to have that here.
Oh, that's okay then. I'll skip it. Thank you.
Okay, no worries. Well, we'll catch up with you soon. Until next time. Okay, so it looks like that we have cleared out our call queue for the day. So I do want to thank everybody for joining us. Veretta, it was great to have you as always. I'm really happy that we were able to do that. This Halloween show for you, we weren't planning on being with you guys today, but I just wanted to do something different since we've never been on a Monday afternoon, and also because it's a special opportunity since this day only happens once a year. I mean, again, I don't want to memorialize holidays, but saying that, you know, we work in secret spiritual science here, it would be great to use those energies to our advantage. I do want to thank everybody for joining us. Remember for all other things Uranian astrology, to go over to eastrologer.tv. And Veretta, you can find her over at verettavision.com. So thanks, guys, everybody. And we will be back with you guys Wednesday for a one-hour program. That'll be Wednesday at 10 a.m. Arizona or Mountain Time.
Take care. Be safe.
Okay. Until next time, everybody, thanks for joining us today. We will catch up with you soon. This has been Real. This is the Uranus Happens Show. Until next time, good luck and Godspeed.